VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jenny. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. G'day, VoiceTubers. I'm your host, Jenny. Today, let's talk about the internet. The internet age started back in the 1960s, but it wasn't until the late 1990s when the World Wide Web made the internet extremely popular. Half the world is now online, but that half is primarily from the more developed countries. Our video explains the second internet revolution, which refers to when the rest of the world joins in. You will also see how companies have improved internet accessibility, making it more user-friendly for those with low-cost mobile devices. Today, no matter who you are or where you're from, everyone is encouraged to use the internet. We all share the same online experiences. We can interact on Facebook, scroll through pictures on Instagram, watch videos on YouTube, and so on. Now, let's listen to the sentence of the day. I'm going to start with the slower version first. The internet was built on the assumptions that many users speak English, are literate, and media savvy.
当初网络的建立是假设多数使用者会说英文、识字、很了解媒体的。
Here are some pronunciation tips. Internet. Sometimes when a native speaker speaks quickly, they drop the T sound at the end. So, internet could sound like internet.
重音在第一个音节，后面两个音节都比较短，也念得很轻，念起来很快，听起来最后一个T会有点听不到，或是听起来比较像D。
It's a very soft T sound. Internet. And next up, users speak. It's okay to connect the two S's here. Users speak. Many users speak English. Let's listen to the sentence again at the normal speed. The internet was built on the assumptions that many users speak English, are literate, and media savvy. Here are the vocabulary words. Assumption. This is a noun, and it means something that you accept as true without question or proof.
这是一个名词，假定、假设、臆断。
I made the assumptions that he didn't want to come, so I was surprised when he showed up.
我原本以为他不想来，所以当他出现时，我很惊讶。
The next word is literate. It's an adjective, and it means being able to read and write.
识字的，会读写的。
The young girl is literate, already reading and writing at a young age.
那个女孩在很小的年纪已经会识字读写。下一个是
media savvy. It's an adjective, having a good understanding of the influence of the internet, newspaper, television, etc., and how to use it effectively.
对网络媒体方面了解且有实际能力的。这是一个形容词，我们来套用在一个句子里面。Social
media savvy restaurants post special deals on Facebook.
善用网络社交的餐厅在脸书上刊登促销活动。Our
last word is savvy. Practical knowledge and ability. This is a noun.
尝试实际能力。要怎么用这个名词造句呢？你可以说
She has political savvy. 她很有政治头脑。Since the coronavirus outbreak, many students around the world have relied on the internet to continue their studies. I personally rely on the internet very much as well. Every day, I use online stores to shop for almost everything and anything.
I communicate with my clients through emails and instant messaging. I like to share pictures and details of my life with friends and families on social media, since we cannot see each other as often as we like. And I also enjoy listening to my favorite audio shows online, as what you're doing right now. Okay, I'd like to thank you for participating in today's pronunciation challenge. After sharing your recording of the sentence of the day, why don't you leave a comment below and let me know what you love doing on the internet. That's it for today, guys. I'm Jenny, and see you around.